Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm going to begin a brand new series, and I'm going to start talking about the subject of healing, supernatural, divine healing from God by faith. And I tell you, I'm excited about this. This is really important. I know that there are all kinds of reactions to this. There are some people that just think it's terrible to promote healing. Anybody who believes that God exists believes God can do anything He wants to. But by and large, the body of Christ does not believe healing is something that you can control, that you can reach out and grab hold of it and receive healing. They think, you know, everybody prays for healing, even people that aren't born again, that don't spend any time seeking God. When they get in a crisis, they'll cry out. But that's not going to get you healed. There are ways that you can renew your mind and you can literally walk in supernatural healing. And I'm going to be sharing with you the things that God has shared with me. Let me be right up front and tell you that I do not understand everything about healing. There are people that I pray for that don't receive healing, that don't get healed. And some people right there by me just making this admission are going to sit there and dismiss it and say, well, then what right do you have to talk about it? I don't claim that I've understood it all, but I do see healing work in my life, in a wonderful way. It's been 45, nearly 46 years since God touched my life, and I bet you over 40 of those years I've had a revelation of healing, and I've walked in divine health. I've got doctor's reports that showed I had incurable diseases, and 2 days later I was totally healed of it. I've seen blind eyes open, deaf ears open. I have seen people come out of wheelchairs and walk. I have seen creative miracles where things happen. I've seen my own son raised from the dead. I've seen 3 people raised from the dead. And I'm not saying that to boast in any way. I'm just saying that this is an area that I see working in my life. And over the last 40-something years, the only times that I've ever really been sick have been through stupidity. Through one time I had jet lag after a long trip, and I came back and stood in chest-deep water trying to repair a drain on this pond that I was building in Colorado. Water was cold, and I was already depleted, and I fought something for a day or two over that, a head cold and some stuff. I preached 40 hours 1 week and then 41 hours the next week. A total of 81 hours in 2 weeks' time, and it just wore me out. And I had to literally crawl and get in bed. I couldn't even walk. And I laid in bed for a whole day, felt better, went out and split a cord of wood, did too much too quick, and I got some kind of a sinus infection that kept me down for 2 or 3 days. And that's just about it. I fought off colds and things like this. And I'm not saying these things to brag, but I'm saying it's working. And even though I claim that I don't understand it all and that I'm still learning, I have seen miraculous results. And I believe that this is an area that could really, really help people. And even though I don't claim to know it all, what I know is working. And another great thing that I've really been blessed by is it's not just an anointing that rests upon me. This is just truths from God's Word that I teach other people. And I have seen other people go out and manifest healing and start praying for others. So this isn't like a gift of healing that's on my life. It's the truth of God's Word that has set me free, and it is making a difference in people's lives. So I am very excited to be sharing this. I think it's going to make a big impact in your life. And if you aren't sick, well, then I guarantee you someday you will be having to fight sickness. You need to learn these things in advance. And if you aren't sick, I can guarantee you, you know somebody who is. There is plenty of opportunity to share these truths. So I'm very, very excited about what we're going to be sharing. Today, I want to start by showing a video of Nikki Oshinsky, was her name when I met her. This was back in, I think, 2001. And she got miraculously healed since then. She's been married. She just had her second child. It's a tremendous testimony. It's the very first one of our healing journey videos that we put out. And we have on this video her doctor saying that he didn't expect to see her the next week, that she was on the verge of death. And we have a doctor on here saying this. And I think it's just a great way to introduce how healing can impact people's lives. And there are some great things to learn through this. So if you'll watch this, please listen. And at the end of our program, we're going to be offering you a lot of material that will just enable you to start walking in the supernatural health, because God wants you well.
I was 14 years old. It was in April, I believe. And we had gone to Wednesday night service.
Two cars in front of us went out of control, hit the median.
We were hit in the back right side, right where I was, by a car.
It was raining, it was dark, there were other cars involved. We just lumped up in the back seat and started singing.
And we were singing, "I've Got a Feeling Everything Is Going to Be All Right. I'm going to cry." As the ambulance went on, and I knew in my spirit that something had changed. About 6 months after the accident, I had a pain in my left hip.
Not only was her hip hurting, but she had other weird symptoms, like her legs would be cold and the trunk of her body would be hot.
So we went to the doctor that everybody goes to for sniffles and sprained ankle and all that. And she took x-rays and poked around on my leg and said, "I can't find anything wrong with you."
There were some points where Chris and I looked at each other and said, "Where is this going to go?"
One of the things that I noticed early that stopped was natural crying. Nikki didn't cry when she was in pain. She would lay in pain, but she quit crying after not too long.
After about 2 years, I went to a rheumatologist, which I had seen the year before and had given me the diagnosis of fibromyalgia, which is the sister to chronic fatigue syndrome, but the opposite of it, because pain is more important than you being fatigued. And so he had given me that diagnosis, and really it's, "We don't know what's wrong with you, so we'll call it this."
There was no cure. There was no answer. It was, if you had fibromyalgia, you had to learn to live with it. And we didn't want to accept that as an answer. There had to be something curable wrong. And he said, "All I can do is give you sleeping pills to help rest at night and pain pills to cope during the day."
I remember for at least 2 years, between 1 and 4 in the morning, I would go to bed about 10. Then between 1 and 4 in the morning, Mom would always end up having, I'd have to end up going get Mom or yell for her, or, you know, depending on what my body was doing that time.
We had to buy a car, especially for taking her around. That we call it a marshmallow car because it had to be very cushioned. I learned to avoid certain streets because they weren't paved well. And if I did hit a bump, she would always go,
I never questioned the healing, but I questioned when the timing would come. Because at one point I had run up to God, and I said, "Okay, God, when am I going to get healed?" And he said, "Nikki, this miracle is going to be a progressive miracle." I said, "Okay, I'm good with that. A progressive miracle is better than no miracle at all."
If there's anything that made it work for me, it was her laughter every day. It might not have been for long, but it was always there.
Something that she taught us through all of this is how to enjoy life, the moment. Not, it didn't have to be big, it didn't have to be Disney World, it was the moment. "Mom, look at that little girl, look at that smile. Mom, look at that nice lady. You know, wasn't that sweet the way the checkout girl talked to me today? Or I sure like wearing this blue shirt." You know, just the small little wonderful things that we all take for granted. We had heard about a clinic that was specifically for people who had symptoms that didn't connect with each other.
When we went to that clinic and I started getting saline IVs, which I were allergic to, and started getting saunas, is when it all sped up like fast forward.
Her whole muscular tone absolutely went out the door.
I was in a wheelchair full time. I couldn't feed myself. I couldn't dress myself. I couldn't get myself out of bed. I couldn't bathe myself, or Mom and Dad did everything for me.
I was very shocked when I saw her, because the last time I saw her was about 4 or so years ago, and she was walking around her own power and being able to function very well. I examined her as best I could. I couldn't get her up and move around because she was not able to do that.
I used to be able to get up in the morning and say, oh, today I'm going to do laundry, I'm going to wash dishes, I'm going to run to the grocery store, run to Walmart, and then I'll be home. And in any given day, I might be able to accomplish brushing my teeth or getting my hair done in the bathroom.
You know, when you're well, a day can be very long. But when you're sick, a day is forever. And so many things can go wrong in a day when you're sick.
It was a struggle to care for her like an infant and treat her like a 19-year-old young woman.
My hand had started atrophying like this, and my feet would turn inside. The doctors always commented how my feet would roll inward. They're supposed to roll outward when you relax, but they had atrophied inward. That's a sign of death.
And I said, Lord, I've got to know. Is Nikki going to die?
Came in, Chris informed me that she really wanted to go to church because there was a guest speaker that night. I said, sure, go ahead, I'm here.
We've known Andrew and Jamie about 3 or 4 years now, I think. This is our fourth year, I think. So Andrew had scheduled, he'd been to our church about a year and a half ago, and he had then rescheduled to come in November. And we'd had Andrew scheduled for probably a year.
Mom took her cell phone for when I had to use the restroom, because I'm close to Dad, but not that close. And she went to church.
Andrew started out, and he said, you know, tonight I would like to talk to you all about grace and faith. And I thought, oh, good, here we go. Grace and faith again.
And 2.5 hours later, I called her, and I said, Mom, I'm good to come home. I have to use the restroom. Hurry, I've been here too long.
Andrew just got up, taught on healing, then he said, all right, anybody that's in pain, come up.
So I ran up in front of the next person in line. I just ran up there because I had no choice. I had to get home. I don't know who I cut in front of, but oh well. And I said, hi, Andrew, my name's Chris Oshinsky, and I have a 19-year-old daughter at home. Would you come and pray for her?
And he said, well, sure. So she took the tape home that night with her.
And Mom brought the tape home from Andrew's teaching that Wednesday night.
I said, I heard a sermon tonight, a teaching about grace and faith, and I wish I could explain it to you, but it's in my heart, it's not in my brain. I just know, though, you've got to hear the tape.
So the next day, I listened to the tape, and Andrew was going to come over with my pastor, Pastor Rich.
How he shared the message of grace and faith was that grace was always there. Grace is always there. And faith is the name for our response to grace.
But when he said, progressive miracles aren't the complete will of God, I said, okay, God, you told me my miracle would be progressive. And this man is saying something contrary to that. Now, where does that line up? And he said, Nikki, according to your faith, it was going to be a progressive miracle. And I said, you're right, because I was afraid of being instantly healed because of where I was mentally. Even though I knew God wanted me to heal me, and I did want to be healed, don't get me wrong, but it had gone on for so long.
One of the standard conversations Nikki and I had for about 2-3 weeks before that was, Nikki, if you can just make your legs fall off of that chair so I can see your feet hit the floor, it sure would make Dad feel good. And she'd always say, Dad, I'm trying. I'm trying, Dad. And they never hit the floor.
He came in and Nikki was laying there just, you know, totally bedridden.
And he said, hi, Nikki, my name is Andrew, and I believe you're going to get healed today. And I looked at him and I said, I do too. And I was like, if I could have gone like that, I would have. I can't believe I just said that. But I knew I was going to be healed.
And Andrew asked the question, which he had asked everybody. He said, "Do you have pain in your body?" And she said, "Yes." And he said, "If it left, would you know it?"
I thought in the back of my mind, I don't remember what it's like not to hurt. I sure hope I know what it feels like when it leaves, but I'm not sure that I will.
He prayed for her and then asked her if the pain had left. She says, well, I think she had some in her shoulders and neck.
Well, Andrew didn't know she fell out of the wheelchair the week before and got whiplash.
He said, oh, that's just the devil. He's a pain in the neck.
So he rebuked it and it went away. And he said, well, get up and move around and see if it's gone. And I went to get up.
Well, Nikki's laying on her back. She goes.
She just shook all over her body.
I couldn't sit up by myself. Was not a shock to me one bit. I was not surprised. But he goes, what's wrong with you?
And he said, well, we just have to pray about that. That's all there is to it.
And he knelt down beside my chair and he said, well, can I pray for you? And I said, yeah, you can pray for me.
This was unusual. And she just sort of lumped up or over in the chair.
She began to cry and wail from her belly, from her innermost being, like I had never heard her cry before.
And I checked out in the spirit. But this time I walked up to Jesus, and Jesus didn't walk up to me. I saw myself walking up to him. Interesting, huh? And it was like an episode of The X-Files. Don't promote that show, just saying it was like that. And he took his hands, and he peeled all away my skin, layer by layer. He got all the way down to my feet, and when he got to my feet, and he was like throwing away this dead skin, I felt so physically strong.
Andrew was in mid-prayer. He was imparting righteous indignation in her. He was imparting strength and life in Jesus' name. She took one hand on the covers and threw it back. She took her other arm and went straight across Andrew's chest and at the same time kicked with her feet to get those covers off.
And those little legs came swinging off of that pallet and they hit the floor. And the whole house exploded, starting with Mom.
I was at the other end of the room screaming and jumping and just rejoicing.
That was awesome, but it felt so normal. Happened like that. I was shaking. My muscles were going, what are you doing? But I did it, and I was able to do it.
And she got halfway across the living room, and Andrew and Pastor Rich were there. And she looked at Andrew and she said, and I don't want to shake anymore either. And he laughed and he put his hands on her and he said, in the name of Jesus, body, you be still.
And he prayed for the shaking to go, and I walked as smooth as day to Mom.
It was an incredible moment. And all I could do was thank God for changing our hearts that we could receive him.
Since then, I have not had one allergy shot. I have not had any major drugs. I have not had a chiropractic adjustment.
She had a miraculous healing. I mean, there's nothing short of a miracle here. This girl, in my opinion, was going to die.
Healing is an avenue to people's hearts. I mean, everywhere Nikki goes, she starts telling somebody about her healing, like when she went climbing a couple weeks ago in this big elevator, which you'll see, but they told the guy there her testimony. It just, what's amazing to me, it seems to touch lost people almost more than saved people.
To be able to tell anyone what God did is the only way I can properly thank God for what he did. I could stand on many stages and say, thank you, Lord, for what you did. But it would be better served in the back of a grocery store. The lady I bump into and the Holy Spirit says, tell her what I did. And tell her, and she tells her friends, or she knows the next time her kid gets sick, who to turn to. It's all about the love of God. It's not because I was a special person, or because I was happy the whole time, or because I was a positive thinker. It was because Jesus died for me because he loved me. That's the end of it.
is it true today that when people pray, cloudless skies will break, kings and queens will shake? Yes, it's true.
The story you saw in today's program is in the God Wants You Well package. This package includes the entire God Wants You Well teaching series on CD, the God Wants You Well book, the companion study guide, the God Wants You Well booklet, and Healing Journeys Volumes 1, 2, 3, and 4. Together, the four Healing Journeys DVDs contain a total of 19 healing testimonies that will inspire your faith and help you reach out to receive all that God has for you. This package has a catalog value of $182, but today you can get these valuable resources for a gift of just $100 or more. In addition, all the individual products mentioned on today's program can be ordered through our website by going to awmi.net and clicking on today's TV offer. Also, if you'd like to receive more of Andrew's audio teachings on healing, you can find them on the Healing MP3 drive. This easy-to-use card connects to your computer with an attached USB cable and includes over 43 hours of related teachings on healing. Now, purchased separately on CD, these teachings have a value of $268, but you can get them all on this Healing MP3 drive for a gift of $85 or more. The first audio teaching in today's series is titled, Healing is in Christ's Atonement. It's available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources through our website at awmi.net. While you're there, you can discover more product details and download many free resources. Or you can order through our helpline Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, remember, you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events. In the month of March, he'll be in Yorba Linda, Riverside, Pasadena, and Santa Clara, California, and in Woodland Park, Colorado for Charis Bible College Campus Days and for the grand opening celebration for the new Charis Bible College campus. In April, he'll be in Mobile and Birmingham, Alabama, in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Sanctuary in Woodland Park for a Good Friday celebration and an Easter sunrise service, in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, in Detroit, Michigan, and in Chicago, Illinois. In May, he'll be in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, in Telford, England, and in Wiesbaden, Germany. And in June, he'll be in Nice, France, and again in Woodland Park, Colorado, for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, visit our website at awmi.net. Are you satisfied with your life? Is it time for a change? Are you ready to discover God's purpose for you and how He wants to use you to change the world? Go to charisbiblecollege.org to discover 5 ways to change your life with Charis Bible College. Day school, night school, extension schools, online school, and correspondence school. Since 1994, Charis Bible College has been in the business of changing lives, and changing the lives of students from ages 18 to 88. Now at Charis Bible College, you'll discover your gifting and purpose. You'll become equipped with practical knowledge and firsthand ministry experience, and be transformed by the almost too good to be true news of God's unconditional love and grace. Day students enjoy direct interaction with staff and faculty as well as guest instructors in a live classroom setting, while night school students participate in live and DVD instruction in a more intimate setting. Now, if you can't attend classes at our main campus in Woodland Park, don't despair. You can still attend Charis Bible College at any one of our many extension schools located literally around the world. Go to charisbiblecollege.org to find a location near you. Perhaps online school is more suited to your schedule or location. Well, learn in the comfort of your own home, workplace, or even your local coffee shop, working with a Charis Bible College online facilitator. If you don't have computer or access to the internet, you can take advantage of our Charis Bible College correspondence classes. Begin when you're ready and study at your own pace. 5 ways to change your life. Charis Bible College, day school, night school, extension schools, online school, and correspondence school. Check us out at charisbiblecollege.org and enroll today, or call us at 719-635-1111. If you're calling from outside the U.S., contact our U.K. office at 44-1922-473-300. And again, go to charisbiblecollege.org right now to change your life and change the world.
The ministry of Andrew Womack and Charis Bible College provide a place where husbands and wives discover new dimensions in their relationship with God.
My life changed. My relationship with God changed dramatically.
I saw that there was more to Christianity than what I was experiencing.
You just sit and soak under that teaching, and it just begins to do that effortless change that Andrew always talks about.
Experience of victory, it's just like the way I want to live my life.
When I graduated, God was no longer locked in Scripture.
The biggest change I see is a freedom to love God and to know I'm loved.
At Charis Bible College, the Word comes alive. Relationship with God is given the highest place, and lives are transformed forever. Andrew Womack Ministries and Charis Bible College, changing lives and changing the world.
God is Spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth.
Your word is truth.
He sent His word and healed them.
The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you.
Discover His word for you at Campus Days 2014.
Register online at charisbiblecollege.org.